everyone would come to order, it's 9 o'clock. We'll begin our October the 31st regular session of Commissioners Court. We'll start with a few moments of silence this morning, and then we will stand up for our pledges. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item one on the agenda is public comment, and the court invites anyone who would like to come forward and speak this morning to do so. We'll move on to item two, which is to consider and take action on approval of recording of payroll changes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Is it there?
Is the money there in the DA's office?
Motion to approve the payroll change.
Second.
There's a motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Ferguson to approve payroll changes. Is there some discussion?
Why did we over budget that line item so he's got that much in there?
You didn't.
What?
The second ADA was hired at a lesser rate than the one that left.
Henderson.
With the savings he allocated, they'll have money up there.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item B is the payroll.
Move to approve.
Okay. Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item C are budget amendments.
Move to approve.
Got some discussion on here.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
There's two departments. Actually, there's three. One's under one department head or whatever. But I was just wondering how we came up with a $16,000 plus shortfall with the Sheriff's Department and a over $55,000 shortfall in the county jail on the salary line item. The sheriff can address that. Well, when they leave, you should have money left in there, but we have to transfer some money over to fill the salary line item.
Some of that is when people leave, we have to pay off the comp time. The jail has to maintain certain levels of staffing. And so when people leave, they can't keep positions open until they use to accumulate their payroll back. So they have to hire somebody at that time to replace. And so we end up paying off their holiday time, the comp time, any excess of time they do. So that's a problem because you can't go below certain staffing standards.
But in that one department, we've got over $71,000 in a shortfall there that I think we should
I was presenting every time somebody left how much money was coming out of that budget.
told me not to do it anymore in open court. So if we can pull those, and I can stand up here and tell you how much we pay each individual when they leave, and we can go back to doing that, but I don't want to do it 3 months in a row and you tell me not to do it anymore.
Is this all comp time?
That's going to be comp and overtime.
This is, all of this is comp time and overtime?
Vacation, holiday, and vacation pay. And you have been getting a report for each payroll with that?
Yes. Because the last pay period was, what, $8,000?
Yes.
$8,000 last pay period?
I mean, they work 24/7, and if somebody is, if they're short, somebody's going to another county or something.
That's a total of 71, and they're both in your department or whatever.
$1.3 million was what was brought in, and when the budget process, they take that money out of the profit from the jail and pay that. That is correct.
But all of that money is not profit, Sheriff.
I said out of 1.3, after you do your deductions, you should have almost $600,000 in profit, and you can take that out of what the auditor's doing here.
We brought in additional revenue over budget on the inmate revenue.
And not only that, we have the auto task force and some other things that are billed, but we cannot send that and be repaid on it until, like, we did it for September. But we got the money in October, and it does not go back in there because the budget is over.
Sure, if you had that $600,000 profit in there, why did we have to take money from the fire marshal's budget, from district clerk, from JP1, from JP2, from the tax assessors? So if we have the kind of revenue that you're talking about that we had brought into the county, we shouldn't have to be pulling money from these other departments.
I understand what you're doing here, but you need to address that question to the auditor, because I have no control over these other departments. So if you have a question about another office or department, address it with the auditor.
Well, let me.
He's not running for this. Address it with him.
What,
let me before, answer your question, sir.
Before you insinuate what I'm trying to do, I don't know what you're referenced to or whatever. But I'm up here watching the taxpayers' money is what I'm watching or whatever.
Mr.
And
Green,
you just made the comment that you made over $600,000 in revenue, yet we're taking money from other departments just to make ends meet in your budget.
No, sir. Well, I could have done it a different way.
Well, but
I could have increased revenue budget and offset increased his expense budget. But rather than going through the process, I just cleaned up the whole county year for the county by moving money around.
Now, Philip, when you wrap that, I want you to...
Now, I could have said, okay, Commissioner Crichton, for your purpose, I can increase the jail...
No, Mr. Doctor, not for my purpose, for the purpose of the court and the people in the county.
Because you're the one questioning it.
I understand.
I haven't heard any other questions. You're the one questioning. I could have increased the revenue.
Maybe I'm the one that's got a concern about it.
I could have increased the revenue and then increased the expense budget, and it would cover. But to make it simple, to make all my budget amendments balance out, I just move money around from department to department because it's a year later.
We do this every
year. I understand every year. But if we're making the extra money, then the sheriff is making that.
The sheriff did not look at these budget amendments when I did these. Or he could have told me, he said, well, Mr. Smith, why don't you increase the revenue and increase the budget? I didn't consult with him when I did this. He had nothing to do with this. It's the way I did it. And if you'd have came and talked to me yesterday or this morning, I could have explained it, what I did versus doing it in open court.
Mr. Smith, what is private about this here? These are taxpayer dollars. Why can't we discuss it in open court?
Time.
Why does it bother you to discuss this in open court?
That's not me.
Okay, then let's forget about why didn't I come and talk to you in private then. Because that sounds like we want to hide it from the taxpayers. I think it's their dollars.
What's your next question?
Why did you do it this way instead of the way you said you could have done
it? I just told you. It was easier doing it this way than doing it that.
Okay, that's just my
because the other way would have increased the total budget.
Well, yeah, why inflate
this way? We're spending money that we've already budgeted.
Next one.
Can you explain the reason it was done in the county clerk's office? Then she had almost a $2,600 shortfall.
She had an employee leave that part of the year. We paid out comp time.
Okay. Is she required, like the sheriff, to replace that employee, or should she not be watching her budget, like all the other departments, making sure that she's not?
This employee left at the end of the year, and her budget was used up. We had to pay that off.
So So she hired another employee in place at the end of the year, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
And at the end of the year, that employee made $2,600 plus? I think it would take an employee longer than just a little while at the end of the year to make that kind of salary in the county clerk's office. It's just a concern of mine. I mean, it looks like that we should have had the money.
We moved into her department $120.
Pardon?
We moved into her department $120. We transferred from part-time employees to full-time employees, which we had done before, which you didn't understand when we moved.
Wait, but where are you getting $120 from?
$1,220, which is part-time.
But that's $1,220, not $120.
That's $1,220. We moved $1,220 part-time employees to regular employees, leaving $1,300. She had money left over in retirement, Social Security taxes, that we moved to cover that, which was another $1,100. So you have $2,300 to cover that $2,500 shortfall. That's $200 difference.
Not worried about that part of it there. Why are we having to cover something that we should have budgeted for in the salary in the first place?
Take a look at
so. Wait, because I can answer that question.
Okay.
Because if we budgeted for every contingent comp time, vacation time, and holiday time that we owe, then the total budget for the county would increase by over $500,000. So if we try to do that, the way we have found in the past that works better is to allow the department heads to pay off their comp time, their holiday time, and their vacation time when someone leaves. If they can do without that employee until they can make that time up inside their own budget, that would be the best idea. But if they can't do that, if they have to hire somebody right away to take that person's place, then the court has generally at the end of the year said, we will make the adjustments to make your budget work. And we do that so that, I mean, we could, next year, we could budget for every contingent comp time liability that we have out there on our payroll. But if we do, it will increase the total budget for the county by, I think it's about $550,000 is what we owe everybody.
I understand what you're saying here. I just don't recall the last previous years when we zeroed out the budget.
That
we had that much of a shortfall in the salary in that particular line item, whatever. That's my own concern. It looks like we could be budgeting for X amount of employees, and then during the year filling those positions with money that we possibly don't have, that we know at the end of the year we're going to have to take from other line items that are within possibly that department or other departments in one of the situations.
I remember one year there was one of the deputies retired, and we paid him like $24,000, and that year we was at probably offset worse than this, because there was several deputies that retired that we paid off, you know, a lot of money to, and we was, I think we were upside down worse in it that year than we were this year, but we're still covering it within this year's budget. We're not having to declare a disaster to get money out of our reserves, so we're taking care of it out of this year's budget. I think we're.
Our comp time issue, I think that we need to sit down and figure out a way to not accumulate that much comp time in certain departments or certain employees or whatever.
I mean, I wish we could.
All right, that was my question, Chase. So,
anyway. I moved.
You what?
You moved?
I moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Item D, are the accounts payable?
On page 7 of your fund, on the road and bridge, one of the CPUs about in the middle of the page, $2,280. It's paid to the wrong vendor. It should be Custom Products. We have two of them that are close together. Got with the wrong vendor, so that just needs to be changed. Or don't need to be. It was CPU Wholesale, but it's Custom Products. It's
okay.
The blank signs. Just to let you know that. And if you have any other questions.
Other questions on accounts payable?
Oh,
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item E is to accept for recording various Commissioner Court documents, including but not limited to the following: auditor's reports, treasurer's report, reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, and other certificates.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Crabtree to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item F are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Motion approved.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item G is the state and county tax summary. Recording of the state and county tax summary.
Motion to approve.
Second.
There was one in the basket already. Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell to record that document. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's recorded. Item 3 is to discuss and take action to approve the appointment of Joe Newsom as the Assistant Tabulation Supervisor for the November 4, 2008 general election. Mr. Greg Dotson, who is the Tabulation Supervisor, has requested that we appoint Joe. He has appointed Joe Newsom. It requires the Commissioner's Court approval.
Move to approve.
May I ask what the duties of Mr. Newsom is going to be?
To assist Mr. Dotson, I guess.
Mr. Dotson's not in here, is he?
No.
Mr. Newsom, have they told you what to expect?
They have, Commissioner. From my understanding, Mr. Dotson is the head tabulation coordinator. My duty is to basically stand there and help assist him with retrieving the memory cards that each precinct has and relay those to him so he can run the tabulation that evening, and then do anything else that the county clerk would need me to do just to assist and make it go a little bit smoother. So that's my general understanding. And under the code, he has the authority to appoint an assistant so that he'll give him four legs instead of two, so to speak. So he can answer a little bit more about, you know, what we got a meeting Monday to kind of go over some more what I'll be doing. So
okay. When you say retrieving the cards, is that, are you under the impression that you're going to be retrieving the card from the machine as it comes in from the polling places?
Well, as they deliver it to the tabulation center and walk it across the hall to where they're running it in the probate side of the office.
As the central presiding judge removes those cards,
right,
and delivers those to the central county station clerk, then they will deliver it to Mr. Newsom to deliver to the other end of the hallway.
Exactly.
And that way, then, Mr. Dotson can remain inside the counting
station
room,
okay,
the locked counting room all the time.
Exactly.
So basically, you're going to be a runner.
Kind of a runner, exactly.
Second.
Any other discussion?
That was it.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve this appointment. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 4 is to discuss and take action to accept the roads in Magnolia Ridge subdivision into the county road system for the 2-year waiting period.
So just my understanding that Mr. Pendarvis has been out there and inspected these roads and they're okay?
Yeah, they're okay. On the end of one of them, he's not completed the turnaround on it, but he's intended to run off that turnaround, and we've done that before out of Park Springs, like before they, you know, did go ahead and complete it, but they're going to finish it on that.
Yeah, it's that cul-de-sac part, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and I think the surface is, I mean, the bed is there, they just have to surface it.
Yeah, it's all there but the top.
Right, and I think that's what we did in your precinct a year ago. So I make a motion that we accept the roads under recommendation of our road administrator.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Crabtree to accept the roads in Magnolia Ridge subdivision into the 2-year waiting period. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 5 is to discuss and take action to approve the appointment of Reserve Deputy Constable for Precinct 1. Constable Harris is here. Would you like to tell him why we need to take this action?
Yes,
well, Constable?
Seeking approval of just one slot for one deputy constable to kind of help me out with my duties. I think, as y'all know, we're fixing to get a new judge in my precinct. She's going to expect somebody to be there, and our duties are available at the court is over there. And I believe the Reserve Deputy Constable will help me out greatly in that aspect. Also, I think the auditor can tell you we've got hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of outstanding warrants over there. And I believe the Reserve Deputy Constable can help me take care of those, because that's something that needs to be taken care of this county. I just seek an approval. I think you'd help me out, be asset to me and asset to the county.
I'll make a motion to accept the recommendation of the request of Constable Harris for a reserve deputy in Precinct 1.
At no cost to the county.
At no cost to the county?
No cost to the county.
Second.
Right.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, and we will pay for the bond.
We will?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we will.
I think we have to do that to make sure they are bonded. If they're not bonded, the county can be sued. And I think I've been studying that.
We're talking about $50.
How often do you have to be bonded?
Yeah.
Once a year.
You can buy, are one of these gentlemen going to be your reserve deputy?
This is Mr. Jeff Webb.
If Mr. Webb, if you think he's going to stay with you for, you know, you can buy the bond for multiple years, but we'll leave that up to you.
How much is the bond?
It's like $50 a year.
$50
usually less than process.
I believe they might get back one warrant service.
I think so too.
Will that come out of your budget?
I've only budgeted for $50. It covers me.
Where do we usually get that money from, Judge?
Office supplies.
From his budget?
I was thinking that
they pay for theirs.
I was thinking that we made all of our deputies.
I thought we paid for them.
We paid for one deputy constable last year. It was the only one that we paid for, and I think that we made everybody else pay for theirs.
I paid for precinct
2. That's the one that we paid for. That's right.
Well, nobody else had a reserve constable at the time. That's the reason. I mean, that's the only one we have.
Precinct 3 constable, does he not have 3 deputies?
He's got 3 slots.
3 reserves?
He doesn't have.
One of his reserves went full time for a gentleman. I don't know about the rest of it. Well, he's got 3 slots,
but
it might be one that I'm worried.
Okay.
I mean, actually, Precinct 1 had a couple slots in one hand. I don't know if they got that.
We'll.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden.
Did you second?
You seconded?
I did.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the appointment of the Reserve Deputy Constable for Precinct 1. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.